Representative Fitz.
I am Representative Stacy Fitz. I represent House District 29, which is Pittsfield, Detroit, and Clinton, and I appear before you as a sponsor of LD 1810. And as one of the legislative members of the Ocean Energy Task Force, first let me commend that group for their extremely hard work and dedication to the effort that went into the creation of the report and both pieces of remarkable legislation that we, both this one and the one that we've acted on previously. I especially want to thank also Beth McGusky and Don Perkins for their dedication and management of a group of people that came in to this with some pretty big ideas. You know, if you've spent time with Habib Dagher or George Hart or just Angus King, and you get to hear from what are the pillars of the state of Maine in their ability to bring forward new and different ideas, it was a great experience. I think the state of Maine is better for the work that we've done. And, you know, this piece of legislation is far from compact. It's tough at this late point in the legislative session for us to process it, but I do think this committee is up to the task. We have dealt with similar things before, and I think we owe it to the hard work that went into over 12 months of effort to give it a shot. The report and this legislation wasn't created in a vacuum, and it's lucky for you and me that it wasn't. It's gone through several reviews in front of multiple task force meetings, and it was honed down. As you can imagine, having some of the folks that we had on this task force all heading in different directions, this pulls together their thoughts in a concise manner. So imagine how non-concise a lot of the discussions were. But Maine sits at a crossroads in its energy future. Now, we can sit and ponder our choices on which path to take, or we can encourage emerging technologies that will make a difference, that will help lead us into the future. We have a massive renewable potential that sits off our coastline. And it's world-class, and it's yet untapped. You know, and it's unique. The deep water resources that we have are unlike the resources anywhere else on the East Coast because our shoreline drops off faster. And though we hear a lot about offshore wind, the offshore wind that's being promoted in this bill is different than the offshore wind that you hear about at Cape Wind. And for that reason, Maine sits on the precipice of an ability to establish an industry that doesn't exist anywhere else and won't exist anywhere else. And that is what makes this unique. I spent the morning meeting with some people that have ideas as to how this resource can be developed. And it's not going to be done all at once. This is just beyond prototype material. In some cases, less than prototype material, which is the whole point of our demonstration and test legislation, was to try to accommodate that side. But there are technologies that exist, and there are people interested in bringing those technologies and the support, jobs, the construction, the manufacturing, and all of the rest of the spin-offs that come with establishing an industry that will be unique to Maine. The prospects of a summer like the summer of 2008, where we faced a coming winter that would have made Maine unlivable, And I always like us to come back to that as a committee, as a legislature, and as citizens of Maine, because we got to remember that we're going to return to that. And the complacency that comes when the urgency passes is not going to help us meet what we're going to have to do to get ourselves ready for the next time. This bill sets a goal that 300 megawatts of the 3,000 megawatts that are planned for 2020 that are projected, or at least what the state's goals are, 300 of those megawatts would come from offshore energy. Now, that isn't just wind. That includes our tidal, our wave, the hydrokinetic resources, and also the wind. So it goes on and sets an additional goal of 5,000 megawatts by 2030, which would bring Maine's total at that point to 8,000 megawatts into the market. Now, ISO New England has done an analysis of what the impact of that would have and whether Maine could play a role, and that analysis shows that it would work, that it can happen. And there are people out there that are interested in being a part of that. Now, we can ignore it, let it sit and wait, or we can begin to lay the foundation. I think this bill lays the foundation. It doesn't send us off a cliff. Now, we have to be a proving ground for certain technologies in order for that to happen. And in order to be a proving ground, we have to admit that certain things aren't going to be at existing market costs. I think the Section A10 of the bill, the task force created a mechanism in that for the PUC to establish or go out at least for an RFP. The problem I have is I think those timelines that are in there are too short, especially for the Office of Energy Independence and Security to come back with their recommendations. And I think we need to consider whether that can be advanced. I think the critical part of anything going forward is going to be that RFP and laying the foundation so a company or a group of companies can consider whether Maine is ready to do business or not. And if we don't create a foundation and a commitment, there's nobody that will initiate a permit process. And the permit process, if you're out beyond our state limits, right now is 7 years. So if you have any inkling that Maine would want to have a project in the water, if Minerals Management Service doesn't change their rules and their timelines, if we started today, we would hardly make the 2020 deadline with anything. So keep that in perspective as we consider what's in the bill. Now, will there be conflicts? I have no doubt. Are they resolvable? I think so, and I'm hopeful that we can. 1810 also has mechanisms for the leasing of our trust lands, and our trust lands being those that sit below the waterline. That was a section of our work on the task force that was difficult to wrestle through. How do we resolve what's a reasonable lease? How do we create a mechanism so that what is reasonable can be determined? And I think the committee will need to continue to consider that and work through what's in here for language to resolve that, because that, again, is one of those issues that nobody will go forward with any initiation of a project unless they think they can have a lease. I think the bill has a manageable regulatory structure. I think we spent on the task force a considerable amount of time dealing with the ins and outs of what our current regulatory scheme is, how would we handle wind power in the ocean compared to how we now handle wind power on land, and tried to use what we learned on the former wind power task force to help create the foundation for what's in this bill. So we're going to hear from a lot of stakeholders. Obviously, based on email, we're going to hear from fishermen and oil dealers. I would suggest that some of those concerns are premature, that we're not looking at shutting off the tap on the oil today, tomorrow, next week, next year. But at some point, we're going to have to start working towards a solution, because what we have isn't going to work. And if somebody wants to make a claim that the status quo will work, I think that's a dangerous place for this legislature to stay. And we have to start working towards a solution. I hope that this is one of those solutions. So I urge us not to waste this opportunity. I think we do have the ability and we do have the time. Most of us, our other committees are winding down. So if nothing else, this committee has some openings for free time. And I'd like to see us put those hours, those minutes, whatever we can capture to good use, and produce a piece of legislation that we can agree on that does what needs to be done now. So thank you for your attention. I look forward to us bringing this legislation to the full legislature, and stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pitts. After the hours you put in on the task force, that was very useful to get those insights. Are there any questions for Representative Pitts? We will see you in committee on this.
That's right, because I'm headed to legal impasse. Let's go talk about Oxford County now.